We're going to start off with healthcare.
Why not?
Because I love the healthcare.
Yes, it's his most radical idea.
It is the most radical idea. Basically, there's three parts to Obama's healthcare plan. You should know this if you're going to vote for him. This episode, by the way, is mainly for the Obama supporters who don't know anything about him. Right. And it also goes out to all the undecideds that still haven't made their decision yet. So we're going to try to sway you. That's the goal here. I'm not going to lie.
That's what we're here for.
There are three parts to Obama's health care plan. One is quality, affordable, and portable health coverage for all. Then there's modernizing the U.S. health care system to lower costs and improve quality. And then there's promoting prevention and strengthening public health.
Yes.
Now, Obama claims that his health care plan will save the average health care recipient $2,500. That's based totally on guesswork, and it's based on a picture-perfect world of the implementation of his plan.
Right.
Now.
And of course, there's no such thing as a picture-perfect world of any implementation of any plan.
Especially when it's a government-run plan.
Exactly.
It's never going to...
On something as broad as healthcare.
Yes. Never going to happen.
I mean, that's the healthcare industry, something in it is going to mess up.
Yes.
That's a given fact. You can't have this perfect utopian society that he so seems that we do and or should have.
Well, it's all hope. I mean, it's all hope,
it's all hope and change.
It's all hope and change.
Yes,
we hope for a beautiful utopian society.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Obama's plan is effectively government-run, and he'll make the case that, well, if you want to keep your current insurance, you can keep your current insurance. You don't have to switch over to the government insurance, yet you have no incentive to not switch over to the government insurance, because your costs are being spread out among millions and millions and millions of taxpayers.
Right.
That's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Obama's plan also calls for the government, these are the little technicalities people don't know about, to absorb catastrophic cases. So, quote, Obama is unique in calling for catastrophic reinsurance coverage in order to reduce the cost of family health insurance. Really, this is not a cost reduction, but a cost shift. This idea, first proposed by Senator Kerry in his failed bid for presidency, would have the federal government absorb a large portion of the highest cost claims, thereby taking these costs out of the price of health insurance. That would reduce the price of family health insurance, but would also increase federal spending by the same amount. It would also water down the incentive for insurers and employers to manage these claims, since most of these costs would be transferred to the government. That's from the, end quote, that is from the healthcare blog. So...
Yeah.
A lot of people support a catastrophic healthcare plan when it's just a catastrophic healthcare plan. Mm-hmm. When you have this other thing coupled with it, it's we'll take over catastrophic healthcare, and at the same time, we'll provide healthcare to millions and millions of Americans.
Right.
So it's really the thing about it, besides the fact that there's no constitutionality based behind it, and that the government really doesn't have the right to take over the healthcare industry.
Right.
I mean, if you put the Constitution aside, which Obama loves to do, despite the fact that he was a Obama was a constitutional lecturer at the University of Chicago. Not a professor, not a teacher, a lecturer.
Go figure, right?
I know it. And anyways, but the big problem with this healthcare plan is the cost. It's going to cost us millions and trillions of dollars, probably. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, billions of dollars.
Billions, not trillions. Yeah, it's. I mean, Jacob, how many times have we said it that in a perfect world, the government can provide all of its citizens with great health care. But in this situation that we're in, and will ever be in, it just can't happen. It's too expensive. I mean, it would be nice to be able to give everyone health care, but it's impossible.
It's impossible, yeah.
You can do it, and you might be able to do it for 3 years, 4 years, until the bank runs dry, and then what are you going to do then?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have nothing left.
Yep. Now, here's a breakdown of the quality, affordable, and portable health care coverage for all portion. It says, Medicare-like program for those 65 and under that do not have employer insurance or are not eligible for current government programs. Now, currently, let's be honest here. We have the whole thing where we talk about the 47 million uninsured or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
And my mouse isn't working on my other computer. God damn it. What the hell's going on?
That sounds like fun.
Oh, gosh.
My mouse works just fine.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, we have the 47 million uninsured. I think the batteries are just dead. God, that's really going to bug me. we have the 47 million uninsured. 14 million of those currently uninsured are eligible for Medicaid or Medicare. If you take that out, there's only 32 million that don't have insurance. That doesn't include the people who were between jobs or who can afford it but choose not to get it, or the illegal aliens, or et cetera, et cetera. Now,
yep.
It also, the Obama's health care plan also sets up a national health insurance exchange, which is a government program that sells insurance plans to those who do not have employer plan or cannot afford a public plan. Mm-hmm. And an employer, there's also something called an employer pay or play provision that would require an employer to either provide health insurance or to contribute towards the cost of a public plan.
Yep.
So it's very much so a socialistic idea.
Absolutely. And we've been saying that forever.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there are other issues that I think he takes the position of a socialist on, but his health policy is the definition of socialism.
Yes. And now let's talk a little bit about, because we now that you know the plan is basically to have, there's the private health insurance sector and then the government health insurance sector. However, the government has a one-up on the private health insurance sector because millions and millions of taxpayers help spread the cost around.
Right.
So why wouldn't you go to the government?
Exactly.
Unless you're smart and you think to yourself, well, the government sucks at everything else. Why would I want them to have my health insurance?
But how many Americans are going to realize that one, right?
Yeah.
How many millions of people would just go to the government?
Well, yeah, when it comes to the point where you're looking at your health care bill, I mean, you're going to go with the lowest cost plan, even though it might provide the worst care.
Right.
And the other thing that's interesting to point out about this, and we're going to get to this when we talk about Claude Castonguay, the architect of the Canadian...
He's the Canadian healthcare guy.
And the point here that you really have to understand when it comes to anything Obama proposes or any big government proposal that takes over a private sector is that it's really easy for you to go from private sector to government run. It's extraordinarily hard to go backwards. It's hard to go from government-run to private sector.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to take that risk.
No.
So let's talk
about... It's what Canada's facing right now.
Yeah. Let's
talk... They have no idea how they're going to implement that shift.
Let's talk about the ways that because the beautiful thing about this is that we have all these examples around the world on health insurance that we can look to. So let's look to some of them. Hawaii's one. They had a plan that was like Obama's, where you could have your private health insurance plan for children. It was, or the government plan for children, and parents were switching their children over from the private to the government run, just simply due to the cost and and because it was costing Hawaii so much money, they had to cancel it 7 months after it started.
Yep.
There's plan. There's one number one. There's patient stacking in Britain, where they had such terrible wait times in emergency rooms in Britain. They promised that you'd be in 4 hours. Well, when the hospitals couldn't actually promise that and bring that through, they started patient stacking. So if you were brought in by an ambulance, or if you came in, they'd take you out to the ambulance. You'd sit in the ambulance until they could admit you into the emergency room and get you in through the 4 hours. That's how they got by it.
It's just flooding of, you know, all these people going to the hospital.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's just not enough room, doctors, nurses to take care of it.
It's supply and demand. It's simple supply and demand.
Yeah.
Then there's we talked about this story a couple weeks ago. The national healthcare system workers in Britain were getting private insurance because they didn't want to wait in the long lines, or they either didn't want to wait in the long lines and they didn't want to jump the people who were in the lines. Then you've got this Claude Castonguay guy. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but I'm probably not.
Might be Castonguay.
Castonguay.
Mm-hmm.
He is the... why are they showing Donald Trump on the TV right now?
I have no idea, but I really hate him.
Is he a Texas Tech fan?
Oh, hell if I know.
Huh. Anyways, this Claude dude is was the architect of the Canadian health care system, which started in 1979, or at least he brought it up in 79. Let me give you a quote from Claude, good old Claude. Quote, "We thought we could resolve the system's problems by rationing services or injecting massive amounts of new money into it, but we are proposing to give a greater role to the private sector so that people can exercise freedom of choice." That's now after he's realized...
That's a bold theory. What do they call that? It starts with capitalism.
Exactly. He says that that's a radical overhaul. It's actually illegal to be a private health care insurer in Canada.
Is it really?
And he wants to turn that over. Yeah, that's why when you have all these long wait times in Canada, you can't go to a private insurer because they're outlawed there and it's the government run only.
Well, I didn't know it was...
Yeah, I didn't know that
illegal.
Either. Yeah, it says it actually might be in here somewhere. Anyways, but he advocates contracting out services to the private sector, going so far as suggesting that public hospitals rent space during off hours to entrepreneurial doctors. He supports copay for patients who want to see physicians. Here's how bad it is in Canada. The wait time for cardiologist appointment in Canada is 3.4 weeks. The wait time for urgent bypass surgery.
Uh-huh. It's a heart attack.
Pretty hefty thing. 2.1 weeks for urgent bypass surgery. Wait time for elective bypass surgery is 10.7 weeks.
Jeez, O.
And then find one more story out of Britain. This is where they neglected the elderly, the depressed elderly people, because the NHS doctors would either not see elderly people with depression, incorrectly diagnose them, or give them the wrong treatment. Because they, for one, didn't have the needs and the means to do it. So they gave them the wrong diagnosis or whatever. And they said that they viewed depression as just part of getting older. You get
That's
old.
An interesting way to look at it.
You get old. You're expected to be depressed and terrible, and that's what I expect to be when I get older.
That's interesting, to say the least.
That's what they thought. So that's the healthcare proposal from Barack Obama.
Yep.
And you want to look at the monetary side of it. You got something that's going to cost us billions and billions of dollars. Probably $120 billion is the best marker. That's the yearly cost, I believe.
Yep.
Because this is a yearly recurring thing, and just like everything else.
You might be just about ready to say what I'm about ready to say, but just like everything else, the price is going to go up year after year after year after year after year.
Yep. And if for no other reason than because in the first year you're going to have the amount of people on the system continue to grow, so the price is going to continue to go up. But if you want a perfect example of that kind of thing happening, you can look at Social Security.
Yeah.
Our cost for, as taxpayers, that has gone up and gone up and gone up for a long time now because of just mismanagement, which is just, that's synonymous with the government.